Hey, what's up? This is Rob. I'm the founder of Not Just a Phase, and I got a few quick announcements here before we start today's show. We've now monetized our airwaves and our ad space on Instagram. So if you think your brand or product would make sense to work with us, please shoot us an email at notjustafacesubmissions@gmail.com. If you don't like listening to ads, feel free to subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/notjustafaceworldwide. It's ad-free. It's got video podcasts and a bunch of other exclusive content, and it's only $2 a month. Today's episode of Not Just a Phase is brought to you in part by Pugdale Fest 2. Welcome to Pugdale. In Ferndale, Michigan, on June 28th to the 30th, don't miss your chance to see over 150 amazing live bands, including some friends of ours we've had on the podcast previously, like Short Fictions, Dreamwell, Kerosene Heights, Heavenly Blue. The festival's going to have an art battle, short film fest, some comedy showcases, and a bunch of other stuff. Their flyer is pinned to our Instagram page at Not Just a Phase Worldwide, and you can use code NJAP2024 at the checkout, and you'll receive a discount on your ticket purchase. So now let's get on with the show. Way cool Wednesday, apparently.
Yeah.
It's way cool Wednesday.
It's we cool Wednesday. Are we cool Wednesday, bro?
Oh,
We cool.
So I'm going to introduce the band and yourself here. My favorite newer emo band is on the show today, showcasing their deeply emotional and personal lyrics being sung and occasionally screamed right from their hearts into your ears, while masterfully noodling around the fretboard, producing riffs that will live rent-free in your head for years to come after only one listen, compiling wide range of influences across all subgenres of emo, most notably ranging from the third wave to the fifth wave, that allows all of their tracks to sound and feel unique stylistically in comparison from one to another, and to keep their sound fresh as trash from the Midwest can be.
I'm Derek. I'm from Trash. We're just a couple of guys playing. Am I supposed to play?
No.
You said, what?
No.
I'm Derek from Trash. This song is Astronauts Get All the Girl, and this is not a phase.
Not just a phase. Not just a phase. Close enough. We'll take it.
A phase, okay.
I'm dead right.
Okay.
It's cool. I take it you've never heard this podcast before.
I have. I'm on the spot.
Yeah, I've been on the spot for interviews and I don't love it either. It's a lot easier for myself, I find, to be on this end of the mic. So you have heard this podcast before then?
Yeah, I followed your page for a while, I feel like.
Well, I thought that was, there was more coming. I just
No, I know. I followed your page and I've like listened to a little bit of it. I'm just not super tapped in. Like I've, you know, I know of it.
Fair enough. Yeah. And this is the first podcast you've done.
Yes. I'm not a big media consumer.
Yeah. Not me either, to be honest. Do you listen to any podcasts at all?
No.
No. Yeah, fuck podcast. Shit's for dorks. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for listening. So for my listeners who may not know, can you just say your name and what role it is you play in the band?
I'm Derek, and I play guitar, and I sing, and do screamy, yelly. I do all the most of the vocals and the tappies and the tweakies, the twinklies.
Twinkies. So where are you guys from, and what's the scene like in your area?
We have a really cool like
bands.
Yeah, there's a few really good bands. There's a band called Palm Fret that's really good. Transparence is really good. We have a lot of hardcore bands too that are here, and then a couple really cool house show spots and a couple cool venues.
It's funny you mentioned that you got a lot of hardcore bands out there, because I saw your TikTok meme that went pretty fucking viral of every hardcore show participants. That shit cracked me up. The gang vocals with the mic, the crowd killing a fucking blow up doll, and then just cartwheeling into the crowd.
Yeah, that was a good
It was
one.
So spot on, man. It was so spot on. So you fuck with a lot of hardcore bands, or did you just make that meme as like a look at how ridiculous this is?
No, I love hardcore, and I am that guy at the concert, at the first show. I am the fucking get me going, bro. Don't get me started. I'll fucking
really. I didn't take you for much of a pit beast.
Sometimes I just go Green Goblin mode. And that's when, you know, you mix some vodka and some Red Bull and you're fucking, you become a goblin, and then it's fucking, you're like, you know what I'm saying?
I'll have to try that vodka and Red Bull. It sounds fucking
yeah,
disgusting.
It's a thing.
But
it's a thing, but I don't know. Sometimes I go Green Goblin mode. That's what happens. And I fucking, and cartwheel, do the little cartwheel.
Well, before we get too far into talking about music, I wanted to talk about you, like what hobbies and passions are occupying your free time right now, aside of your kid, I presume, takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, my kids take up most of my time, and then they go to school, and then I spend all my time working on music, to be honest. If it's not my own, I record a lot of other artists and a lot of other bands. So I'm like busy between, you know, personal projects, because I also have another project coming out in May, like a screamo project, like a scrams kind of project that comes out called Mount Hyrith. And it's going to be just like kind of that versus self, Jerome's dream, me and him call it us, very melodic, emo, screamo, hardcore kind of shit. Like emo violence is kind of what we're borderline. So like we just, we're, I do, I just worked on that album. I'm working on like a few other people's albums. And then I'm trying to get an album done for us as well. So.
So this screamo project, it's going to be closer to emo violence. You're thinking faster, not as many twinkles and shit like that, or?
It's twinkly, but also heavy with scrams, and then also some mathcore in there.
Okay, so you're just blending a bunch of shit then.
Yeah, it's but it's fire. You'll it comes out next month, and that shit goes hard.
I'm hyped to hear it. That's for damn sure. That will be exciting. It'll be exciting. So I guess a classic question here. How did you end up getting into punk music or like DIY music? How did you find the music that got you towards making this band after all that?
I had like a Walkman, and the only CDs I had was I had Slipknot self-titled. I was like 5 or 6 years old,
Fuck
so
yeah.
this is like right when I first started getting into music.
Yeah.
I had a Slipknot CD. I had the System of a Down, Toxicity. I had a Disturbed CD
No.
and a Bowling for Soup CD.
It's a weird mix.
And so I was super into like heavy music and like early heavy, like that early wave, like, because I was, like 5 or 6. This was like 2004. So these are when these albums just came out. And like I had like self-titled in Iowa from Slipknot. And I was like, yo, this is like the fucking shit. And that's what really got me kind of like spiraled. And because I grew up listening to like metal, hardcore, like basically heavy shit my whole life. And then I got it, and then I started finding like emo shit. Like I heard like I think I got really into Day to Remember and like Pierce the Veil. Like I had like kind of that scene phase, and then that kind of just evolved. And then I heard like Tiny Moving Parts, and I was like, "Yo, I fuck with this. This tapping shit that he's doing is crazy. Why is he sound so whiny? Like, why is that so fire though?" And I was like, okay. And that's when I was like, okay, I want to make like emo, screamo. That's kind of that what I've always kind of been in, like heavier vocals and more like emotional vocals.
So how did you at 5 get introduced to Slipknot? You like steal your older brother's CDs or something like that, or?
My dad was chill.
Okay.
I remember seeing it at like a vintage stock with him when I was like 5 or 6, and it's the album cover like freaked me out, and I was like this, but I kind of liked it. I was like, Daddy, can I have this? And he got it for me, and he was cool. He was like, all right, got me a Slipknot CD. I don't think he really understood what he put me on, because then I could literally like fucking listen to like those. I listened to it on repeat every day, all day. I would like I'd go out, and we have like a little like backyard, like a barnyard with like a stock tank, and I would literally pace around in circles and just listen to that shit and be like, yeah, I was like, yeah, fucking
Just corrupting young minds, eh? I welcome
dude,
not just to face. Oh, you're putting other people into the video. Good shit. Good So I gotta ask you, who do you consider to be the most lyrically depressing band? Because you have some pretty
Jack
fucking
Roke.
depressing lyrics. Who, sorry?
They're a band called Jack Roke. They're like a Strams band from like 2011.
Can't say I've heard them.
They're really tiny, but they only had the couple songs, but they have like my favorite. They're like been my favorite band for a fat minute. Just those couple songs, like the lyrics are so like devastating, There's some crazy lyrics in there.
Well, they do put out like one EP and then split up.
Yeah, pretty much, kind of. And they have like another couple demos.
Classic screamo So I was gonna ask, where's the hat? We're not doing the hat anymore. You said no
Yeah,
more
dude, I'm
hat.
not. Yeah, I said no more hat.
No more hat.
I have them. I just don't wear them anymore. But they get in my face. I usually just take them off anyways. I'm like, you know what? I don't need no hat. I'm a G.
G. Yeah. A G who plays Midwest emo shit. Yeah. So I gotta say the Dad Rock music video that you guys did is fucking hilarious. Like, I don't know why, but just the capo being on the guitar fucking broke my brain. I know it's so stupid, but I'm gonna ask another stupid question. What was the inspiration behind this music video? I'm guessing a lot of pot.
Yeah, I kind of just woke up. Everyone was off work, and I was like, yo, let's come over and make a music video. It would take like 30 minutes. And then I was like, let's just fucking get in my bathtub and basically. And it's like, it's funny because I'm like on the potty, sitting there like reading like a coloring book, you know? And it's just like, I was like, oh, I'll just fucking take a shot of this. That'd be funny. And then they're like, oh, let's get some fucking ravioli. And there's like, you know, the scene of them like shoving ravioli in my mouth. I'm like, this is fucking gross.
Yeah, it's fucking unhinged. I loved it.
Put his finger in my mouth. I'm like, bro, come on. This is getting a little weird here. Come on.
They're trying to see how far they could push it on you.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's kind of the same vibe for all our music videos. They've all been shot in my house, kind of just on a whim.
Zero artistical direction outside of maybe a couple bong tokes or what?
Yeah, like seriously, like I mean, Garbage Fire has like a really cool video that I like kind of planned out. But like in Salty Butter, we did it at like my parents' house. And I thought the fucking Sherbert Island one, we kind of just it was also pretty much them just shoving fucking cake in my mouth and me putting fingers in my friend's mouth. And we're just like eating cake. I was like, okay. Just taking vape hits, chucking clouds. Do you chuck clouds, bro?
Oh no, I
You
don't.
don't chuck a cloud from time to time?
I don't tuck a cloud, no. I don't even know what that
Oh, bro.
means. Oh, tuck a
Chuck a
cloud?
cloud. Chuck
Is
a
that how the cool
cloud.
kid, is that how the cool kids say it now?
Yeah, it's how they say it. You chuck a cloud.
Fuck me, that sucks. God damn, I'm old. All right. Shit. Wait, how old are you?
25.
Yeah, okay, I'm fucking old. Chuck a cloud. Whoa. I stopped smoking weed a long time ago. Long time ago. Apparently, if you smoke it every day for like a decade straight, as much as you can give yourself anxiety from just smoking it afterwards. So, if you
That's
abuse the shit
crazy.
out of it. Yeah, a lot of my buddies can't smoke pot anymore just because we abuse the shit out of it. But enough about marijuana. We should probably get back to your music. I thought with the recent single release of Astronauts Get All the Girls, which for you young folk is a play on Arsonists Get All the Girls, very crazy mathy band that was out when I was a young warthog. Is it safe
Yeah.
to assume though that like for newer material for Straw Chairs, that's coming out May 14th, by the way, is it safe to assume there's going to be more screamed and distorted types of tracks on there, or are you going to save more of that for your new project, or?
Yes. So the new project is strictly emo violence, but this has like, okay, Astronauts Get All the Girls is about as heavy as it gets because the whole thing is screamed, but there's like a couple, there's like one song that's like basically Front Bottoms goes screamo, and like it's kind of really fire. It's like my favorite track is Butterfly Song, and it's got a bunch of like it's got like dad rock but also like some back and forth screams and like screamo influence with being super mathy and technical. And like just throughout the record itself, there's a lot of like really like intimate screams that come in and out.
Cool. So that's what we can be expecting for around May 14th then, eh?
Yep.
Did I miss something? Is there going to be pressing for vinyl or tapes, cassettes, labels? Do you have anything set up yet?
Yes, we're doing vinyl through Chill Wave. They go on sale Friday.
Okay. Is that the only label that's putting you out right now?
Yeah, as of now.
That's cool. That's cool. So what's the next big goal with you guys? Like what do you plan to do once the album drops? Is there like a tour you want to do or a
Yeah,
band you want to share the stage with? Like
we're touring basically all summer with Harrison Gordon. He's our kind of like our homie. And then we're doing like Northeast. We're playing like 15 or 16 shows. And then we're playing a bunch of festivals this summer. We're playing like Excellency Fest, Pug Fest,
oh yeah.
Coachella.
Yeah. Coachella? Faux-cella.
Coachella. It's like an emo fest.
The Faux-cella. Yeah.
And then we got some like tours planned for the fall that are going to be really cool too, with some people.
Yeah, who are you most excited to see at Pugfest and play with there? Because there's fucking too Dude, many band names.
156 Silence.
156 Silence? I haven't checked them out yet.
They're like a hardcore band. They're one of my favorite hardcore bands.
Really?
Like math, they're kind of mathcore.
Really?
Mm-hmm, they're fire.
I've been ripping through that list. There's so much good DIY fucking emo on there. Final boss fight. I was fucking loving them the other night. I have to look through my Spotify, but a bunch of band names I went through. It's a pretty crazy list. Crazy ass lineup. Well, where are you running to?
I had to get a drink of water.
Yeah, it's all good.
I was getting dusty.
Yeah, I came prepared with my disgusting cold brew. I'd try something new and it's fucking trash. Blech. Hey, do you know of the other band name, Trash?
Trash? I know, like, Camp Trash.
No, there's another band name that's just Trash.
I do not know them.
No, I thought you guys would all have beef. Trash beef. No beef. No.
We cool Wednesday, bro. We cool.
Oh, we cool Wednesday. True, true, true. So, hypothetically speaking, you know, if you weren't a pacifist, if you could punch anyone in the mouth as hard as you can with no repercussions, who would you punch and why? One good shot. They just have to take it. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know, bro. I don't have. I'm not mean like that. I can't just. I don't want to punch someone in the face.
Someone you know probably deserves it, though. Yeah.
Somebody I don't does. Know. That's damn. I don't know. Maybe. Dan Schneider. Or no, you can do maybe fucking P. Diddy. Fuck P. Diddy.
Yeah, P. Diddy could use a punch in the face for sure.
P. Diddy could use a fucking a knuckle sandwich.
This one might be a hard one for you to answer. I don't take you as much of a bad boy, but I always like asking our guests, what's the most illegal or dangerous thing you've done in your life?
I don't want to be. I plead a fifth on that one.
You don't have to implicate yourself. You can say hypothetically.
No, I plead a fifth on this one.
What about the most dangerous? What about the most dangerous thing? Doesn't have to be.
I was in a situation one time, and I was handling some business, and next thing I know, someone opens my car door, pistol whips me in the back of the head, drags me out, and then I see like five dudes come out, and they start kicking the fuck out of me, fucking beat the shit out of me, and fucking took all my shit. And they ran my shit. That's fucked up. I have a really funny one. I got a funny story. Yeah. So, this was like a couple weeks ago. I was downtown at the bars, going Green Goblin mode, you know. I was walking home, right? And I was with my buddy.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I see like a group of like four or five dudes get behind us and start kind of following us really. And so I was drunk, but I kind of had the sense. I was like, something, right? I just take off sprinting. And as soon as I do, my friend does, and they started sprinting after us. So I turn around, I throw my phone and my wallet in a bush, and they catch up to us. And I just got naked. I literally just went, I was like, if you want to fuck me, bro, you better fucking spit on me. Cause like, like, bro, I'll fuck you. I was literally just like, I'll fuck you, dude. Like, I ain't got shit, bro. Like, I'll fuck you right now. Mind you, this was like two weekends ago.
Holy fuck. So just out crazy the crazy in metal.
Yeah, I just, I bro, I went, I was like, bro, he's not gonna fucking try to. They were either gonna take my shit or beat me up. If I didn't have anything, they were gonna beat me up. So at least I was like, I threw my shit in a bush, went around the corner so they could. They didn't know where I didn't have anything, even if they did. Fucking took off my clothes and started fucking telling them I'd fuck them. And like they, I don't. No one wants. I mean, I don't think they were trying to fuck with me, bro. Like they were, like they were just like, they fucking. They started going like, oh, this some fucking blip 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 blip. Y'all some fucking blip 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 pussy blip blip blip. You're a pussy. This fucking blip blip blip. You so gay, bro. I was like, I'm too gay, bro. Like get out of here. And yep, I was fucking. Well, I don't know. I was like fucking like. I was probably fucking. They probably were like, oh. This guy's crazy right now. He's on goblin mode.
That's crazy, crazy. He's on that goblin juice. That's smart defense, though, man. I mean,
it fucking worked, bro. They didn't steal my shit, and I went back. I found my wallet, and I found my phone. It took me like a 1 minute, but we were good. Call the fire department. I decided to go back and burn down my parents' house to the ground. It's so far out of town, waiting for the bus, but it's cold, so I lay back down. I was late for school. Worried I wasn't cool. I wasn't cool. I'm afraid of being alone and ending up old with no one here to talk to. We're
back. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. For sure.
Can you hear me? Perfect. Perfect. So I kind of breezed by your new material without asking, who mixed and mastered it? Who did the artwork? You got any of those stuff you can let us know about?
So I recorded it and engineered it. Then Billy Manio at Two World Studios mixed and mastered it. And this guy, his Instagram page is Never Glad Art, and his name I think is Dick or Robert. That's all I really. I don't know really who made the art. Like I just know his Instagram.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I know a lot of people by their Instagram tags and not their actual real life names.
Yeah,
like, a lot. That happens a lot. Cool. So do you guys have a favorite show or tour memory so far? Any good stories on the road?
Yeah, the Orlando tour was one of our favorite shows that we just did the little run. And then last time we went to the Northeast was really cool. And then like one of my favorite shows will always be like our Soporific release show in Springfield. Yeah, no, we've played a lot of really cool shows, and like they're all so fun. Core memories.
What was the worst show you've had so far?
We played in North Carolina one time and only two people came. But they were diehard two people and we ripped a sick ass gig, so I don't it was still fun as fuck in my opinion.
Yeah, it's sick. That's just gotta hurt though. You look out, you're like, ooh, fuck. But as long as they're down, right?
Yeah, they were down. They were like. That's fire.
Huh?
Huh?
What I missed there?
Nothing, sorry. I've just been noodling around. I've been working on a song today, and I was like, I had riffs to like make.
I'm interrupting the process.
No, you're good.
What band haven't you played with yet that you'd love to share the stage with?
Pop Mulligan, probably, or some like fucking.
Makes sense.
I want to tour with Ben Quad.
Yeah, they fucking rip. Ben Quad would be cool. What band hasn't done a reunion show yet that you'd love to see do one? Can't say Title Fight.
Title Fight wasn't even in my list, to be honest. They wouldn't even be in my...
Good. I always hear Title Fight. I'm like, it's not happening. You're going to have to just get over it.
Maybe... Will Midwest Pen Pals or William Bonney?
Choices, good choices. Excuse me. So, what music do you consider that could be a guilty pleasure, like either to yourself or others?
Hyperpop. I like hyperpop.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a guilty pleasure.
I like making hyperpop too.
You are?
I do make hyperpop.
No. Why?
I love it. It's so fun. The production's insane on it. You can go crazy.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. It's definitely not my thing, but I guess that's just because I'm old. Doesn't sit with me too well. It's too fucking happy, damn it. I don't like happy music.
We gotta listen to like emo hyperpop, like break-ins or like Web Cage.
I'll give it a shot, but I just can't see it working too well. What's your most unpopular music take?
What do you mean, music take?
Like an opinion that people would highly disagree with musically.
I'm not. I feel like a lot of bands like. I gotta think of a good one. Also, I think I changed my band that I wish I could see.
Okay.
That would get back. What? It would be Marietta.
Okay, good call. Good call. Good call.
My hot take would be Marietta is better than Mobo. I'd rather see Marietta over Modern Baseball.
Really? I can see that being very unpopular amongst the emos, but I'll allow it. Getting confirmation over there that it was a bad take? Are you getting confirmation off screen that it was a bad take?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, this one of our slightly less stupid questions. If you could give the entire world a gift, and it doesn't have to be material possessions, what would it be and why?
The world a gift.
Yep. Every single person in the world gets to receive something. And it doesn't have to be like material possession.
That's a really hard question.
The stump.
Maybe peace of mind. I wish everyone could have some just peace of mind.
Wish I could get some. That'd be nice. That would be super nice. So I think I kind of asked you earlier, but what's the next plan for the band this year? Like, do you got a big goal or milestone? Like, what do you plan to accomplish with Trash before you call it a day? Like, the ultimate dream.
I want to just make dope ass music with my friend. There is no dream. My favorite part is just making music. So like whatever happens, and like if people like it and come to our shows, that's cool. But like I love being in my element at my home, just like making music that I enjoy and hope that other people can enjoy it too.
So you don't care if you travel to Europe or Japan or wherever the fuck, or headline big festivals, you just do whatever.
Enjoy the music.
That's what it's there for.
Hell yeah. I like that. I like that take. I like that take. Well, then I guess I'll give you the microphone for any last shout outs, plugs, causes, anything you want to talk about. The floor is yours. The mic's yours. And then we'll play an outro track at the end of the episode. Say our sayonaras.
Damn. Trash out. Fuck what you heard. Put a condom in your ear.
Every light's flickering. Can you tell how much that is bothering me? Can you please just laugh at all my jokes and tell me that I'm funny? I really like being told I'm funny. Could you just give it a rest? You need to learn to fuck off and how to clean up your mess. I'm tired of all your clothes and how the house is a wreck. Don't ask how I'm doing, cause I'm not doing the best.
Brilliant, man. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
I've just been back here new. I'm just like, I got some ideas, bro. I'm about to cook so hard on this track. I'm right. You don't even understand. I'm on Ableton, just ready to go. I'm in the booth. I'm like, I wrote like a whole little, like, I wrote a bunch of riffs during the interview. I'm like, yeah.
That. Well, you're not even gonna play it? So rude.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna record this shit right now.
Yeah, I'm recording it right now.
Oh well, I was gonna record it in Ableton too, you know.
Like, oh well, fine. Yeah, I guess I'll let you do it properly, whatever. It's cool.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you. I'll see you.